The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Twisting that Confederate statue story. It's not missing. It was arrested for loitering. I mean, how patient you gotta be. How many times you gotta say no? Sunday! I got the day right. Let's see about the date. Sunday, June 7th, 2020. Still 2020. We are working our way through it, folks. We are getting there. There's no promise that 2021 is going to be a peach. I can see us trying to lose a lot of weight. But we are getting through 2020. And the indicators are in the air. They're all around us. Looking literally on the bright side. My forecast summary is indeed a summary forecast. For the first time in a while. It's warming up. The kids are finally out of school. My son told me yesterday, he said, you know, today's my last day of school. I was like, oh, really? Am I supposed to do anything? He's like, no, I just, you know, I wanted to tell somebody. Well, congratulations. Thanks. Click. Click. That's the quarantine for you. But it is going to be beautiful. It's going to be summery. So there's going to be storms. I think of a beautiful day as having some storms at the end. I don't know about you. I like the lightning to light up the sky around the time the sun goes away, so that there's a different type of sky watching. I joke sometimes, clear skies overnight. Okay, I'll take your word for it. But when it's stormy, you see some amazing things. For the first time in my life that I recall, not 2 months ago, I saw lightning that appeared, and I think it all technically does start from the ground and move up, but it doesn't appear that way. I think that's right. I'm sorry if I'm wrong. I'm sorry. But rarely does it appear to form at the ground and then grow up into the sky like a tree. And for the first time in my life, I saw that, and it looked just like an electric dogwood tree. It looked like a giant electric dogwood tree just taking up the sky. It was the most amazing two. It did it. It held its form for a couple of seconds. And I was driving, but I was just I was dumbfounded. Luckily, I was only dumbfounded for a couple of seconds because, you know, it's driving. Driving around at 11 o'clock today. We have special programming. I'll tell you about it. We've had special programming from 11 to noon for like the last 3.5 months. A weekday host has come in and just done a live show to catch everyone up on everything. And it's the craziest. I've never experienced anything like this in my couple of decades here in the heart of the news business. First time I could tell you anything about anything like this has happened. Where we're doing the special coverage for COVID, right? We want to keep you on the latest numbers. But then George Floyd happened. And the George Floyd incident happened. The George Floyd, what appeared to be murder, happened, okay? Everybody's happy now. And instantly, like flipping a pancake, our COVID coverage on weekends went from COVID coverage to protest / riot coverage. It just morphed like the lead story. It simply interchanged. But you see, the first one hadn't gone away. It's not like COVID disappeared. It just disappeared from the headlines. But you see, the thing about this is the big stories. Because just because there's a newer, more sensational headline to supplant the pandemic, attention-wise, doesn't mean the pandemic's over. Those are two different things. And these big stories may well tie themselves together. They may well become coiled. I mean, the job numbers are fantastic. We can pat ourselves on the back about what the job numbers say about the effort that the populace has put forth through this ordeal. But those aren't the only numbers coming. If folks have suddenly decided there's a reason to start gathering in large groups again on hot days where they yell for a few hours, I don't know that second wave numbers are avoidable. Because what got the numbers down was what we were doing. You know how differently your life has been. Man, my life is so much more different because of the pandemic than it ever was because of 9/11. I honestly cannot tell you one time 9/11 affected my day-to-day life beyond psychologically. This pandemic's got me taking different entrances into work. I find out every day if I have a fever. I feel fine, but I'm Sure, I don't have a fever. By the time I get here, they're not letting me this close to the studio without making sure I'm healthy. That's different. Nothing like that ever for 9/11. I mean, there have always been metal detectors at the airport. But wearing a mask? Covering your face? You know how if you want to draw evil eyes on a little cartoon character, what you do is you put little slants at the top of their eyes that point down towards their nose. A mask kind of does that to the bottom of your eyes. Now, isn't it kind of hard not to see someone in a mask and not think of some, if not nefarious, some apocalyptic scenario, you know, gas masks or surgery or just, but no, these are just people walking around. Perhaps part of our adaptation will be that masks bother us less. And if they're a fact of life, I just assume they bother me as little as possible. I do know for them not to bother me while I'm sitting still, that it has to be in my pocket. That's the only way a mask can be comfortable if you're sitting still, is if you're not wearing it. I wear my mask to get in the building. I take it off when I sit down because if there's not air moving around your head, not only will your face get hot, your glasses will steam up. I wear glasses. If I'm walking down the hallway, I'm either wearing glasses or I'm looking for my glasses. But yeah, if I sit still, my glasses will steam up. I can't imagine trying to host a radio show through a mask. I would have passed out at 6:09, man. I'm looking at the clock. Yeah. 10, 11 minutes ago. Because you sit down for a second before you take your mask off. And you think, how long could I leave this on if I had to? And for me, it's in the seconds. I couldn't sit there for minutes with a mask on. I can move around, not sit still. If I'm sitting down at a table, the mask is coming off. And I can't be the only one. I'm thinking quarantine time at home. I mean, we're not really under quarantine. We're pretty free to explore these days. There's still a few places that aren't open, but there aren't many places we can't go. We have freedom of movement. And to take advantage of that means being around some other humans. And unless y'all are doing a 5K, it probably means sitting down with them for a little while. Ever have dinner with friends? Ever tried to do it through a mask? You know how futile that is? But for us to be around each other, We're going to have to be around each other, maskless. We're not going to be able to spend a significant amount of time together, sitting still with a mask over our face. We're going to have to get up and take breathing breaks the way people take smoking breaks. People have to excuse themselves for 15 minutes to go down to the parking deck and breathe. The smokers will walk by. Oh, they just don't stink at all. I don't know how they live that way. Drifting a bit, but that's okay. It's the weekend. It's a beautiful, beautiful weekend. My forecast summary is a summary forecast, whichever way you want it. Get out and enjoy. Just don't get too close to each other. You don't have to give kisses or bear hugs, though I hate giving those up. And I won't give those completely up. I'll be more sparing until the curb is flat or whatever, you know, until everybody else is doing it. Let's just face the truth, you know. When it's the norm again, that's when I'll start handing out kisses and bear hugs. But you don't have to get too close to be together. You don't have to give kisses, you don't have to give hugs, you don't have to, I don't know, what activities don't lend well to social distance? Traffic stops. There's a go. Traffic stop. I'm hoping law enforcement isn't exposing themselves by doing too many traffic stops that don't relate to immediate safety concerns. You know, like if you need a new inspection or something. I'm hoping officers aren't putting themselves at risk, you know, by exposing themselves to such people. It's beneath law enforcement, really, to spend time on such a lost element of society that was planned to get it done, you know, probably tomorrow anyway, if they can find that paperwork that's probably in their wife's purse. It's almost certainly in their wife's purse. But yeah, law enforcement, please be safe. Don't expose yourself more than you have to. Talking about yesterday, I've done a fair share of laundry in my life. Yeah. And the mask, when you see it by itself, almost looks like something fun. But it's not fun. It's not what you think it might be. It's not what you'd rather it was. No, this is for going over your mouth and nose so that you're only breathing on yourself. I would say that's the reverse of something fun. Not a fan, but I recognize the necessity. Or I accept the perceived necessity, not because I'm sold on their effectiveness, but because I want Americans to be on the same page when it comes to this stuff. I want us to be taking very similar approaches so that when we read the trends, we know what the source of the change is. If we are doing these things and this is happening to the numbers, the numbers are going down, we need to keep these things up. And I'm not too good to wear a mask because I'm wearing it for you. I'm serious, man. I was talking the other day about how long has it been since I told you how much you meant to me. We've been so swamped in this, you know, revelation style news that we just hadn't been as personal lately. I like to think of myself as just the voice in your passenger side. I've been more a provider of not so fun information lately instead. But I wear a mask for you. If there's something wrong with me, I don't want that to become your problem. That's why I wear a mask. And even if the sight of them makes you crazy, you don't have to like it, but don't hate me for it, you know, because I mean well. Chris Farrell, 625.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Where you're rejoining Chris Farrell on the Chris Farrell Show at 6:37 a.m. on Sunday, June 7th, 2020. I'm awfully glad you're here. What do you want out of life? Think about it. You wake up day to day. What are you hoping to fill that day with? What do you want? And what do you get? I want love.
I just want a lover like any other. What do I get?
I get pandemics.
I only want a friend to stay to the end. What do I get?
I get riots.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Eh, surgical masks.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Special programming. I felt that.
Not a make, I just need break. What do I get? What do I get?
What we got in America is the big bounce. We got jobs. So many people filed for unemployment, but it seems like everybody's working. I'm still waiting for those numbers to make sense. You got to go by how you feel. Because if you wait for the numbers to tell you that everything's okay, another set of numbers is going to be right around the corner, provided by a set of folks who want you to feel differently. And it's not going to stop. So don't worry so much about what the numbers are saying. Worry about how you're feeling day to day. What do you want out of life? And what do you get? I think I want what most Americans want. Pursuit of happiness and all that. They wrote it down for me once. I'm not too interested in microbiology. I'm not too interested in filthy eating habits in the modern world. I'm not too interested in finding out what kind of material is the right kind of material for a surgical mask. I am not interested at all in any of that. I do not wake up in the morning and go, this is the day where I don't get the virus. Now, I want more out of life than to make it to the next day. I want the days themselves to be worth living. What do we want? We want to live our lives. What do we get? Guidelines. I'm not implying it's any one person's fault, or that any one person need take it personally. Don't feel targeted. The sense of camaraderie is going to be what helps us through this. That's proven to help in such times. It's time-tested. We don't have to wonder if camaraderie is a good idea. We just got to do it via Zoom. Because, you know, camaraderie in the same room, the droplets, the airborne, the social distancing, can't take it. All the buzzwords, all these terms that meant nothing to me 4 months ago. I can't stand them. I don't mind having my groceries delivered. You know what I mind? The contactless visit. It's not that I grab the pizza delivery person or anything like that, but it's the notion that, don't worry, we'll stay away from you. We'll just make your pizza, leave it on the porch, and stand at the bottom of the steps and wave. That means there's no germs on the pizza. Oh, man. But we're not stupid. I want to tip the person. You know, I want to slap the five in their hand. I mean, this is my story. I can tip as much as I want. And I want to thank them. There's thanking someone for doing you a solid. And then there's waving to someone at the bottom of the stairs so that you both know you've seen each other. Social distancing, you're darn right. Follow that to its logical conclusion. Follow what we're being told to do to its logical conclusion. Social distance. You know, I kind of thought heartlessness and narcissism was starting to become a problem anyway. And when self-centeredness, and I don't know what else you call someone who keeps a 12-foot ball around them, because 6 foot this way, it's 6 feet that way. If you're not self-centered, inherently self-centered, in such a structure, I don't know how you would do it. We were growing apart anyway by turning each other into gigabytes or whatever. You know, we were compartmentalizing relationships. But now we're compartmentalizing ourselves. That's going to be even worse for the relationships. We don't need to just learn how to live with this. We need to beat this because life on the other side of that is the one that is most worth living. The world where I can shake your hand. The world where we can pass each other on the sidewalk and say hello instead of oh no. You know, I don't want to say it too loud anyway. Droplets. But we've shown that we've got good stuff in us already. We've done what we've needed to do to reverse these numbers. And this hit on our economy, we hit back, didn't we? Congratulations, America. That gets me excited. I was never looking for a job, and that gets me excited. The great job numbers, that has everything to do with the fortitude of the American people. We can be proud of each other. When it comes to these job numbers, all kinds of people lost their jobs. And it looks like just about all of them jumped right back in there. Now, I want you to look past your differences with people and see that that is a good, positive thing, that is a sign of a positive attribute. And that people that see the world differently can have positive attributes. I want you to take a moment and consider that. Because the job numbers didn't come out the way they did because of any one class of people. Well, the spontaneously unemployed, but aside from that. I'm very proud of my fellow Americans. I'm so glad to be in the we. The we the people. I'm so glad to be in the we. But jobs were invented when others went away, weren't they? Okay, the waiter is not going to find out what we want and then walk to and from the kitchen several times. The waiter's going to find out what we want, going to get everything and bring it to us. We need more of that because we can't go sit in your restaurant right now. And we just did it. We just made that lateral move. Just as a people. Just as a populace. It's very impressive. That's the best news in all of this so far, as things that are a direct result of our reaction. Now, it doesn't take a genius to understand that if you're quarantined and spending more time at home, that you might get closer with your family and that that's a good thing and that there are silver linings. We can figure on those and we should take advantage of them and we should savor them. It's helping me get through this. But then there are things like not letting the unemployment affect us the way it's supposed to. Punching back at the economic indicators and saying, oh, no, you don't. That's not how we play around here anymore. That's awesome. That's what gets my patriotism, if you want to cut. That's what gets my white, blue, and red blood boiling. I wanted red to be at the end because of, you know, blood. And not all these jobs had to do with making masks. You might think there would be, as there's going to be opportunities in two fields. Delivery and mask design. And there's just going to be all kinds. If you have an original idea for a mask, make it, then see for how much you can sell it. It can't cost you that much to find out, and you might be amazed. I know people that are doing it. I know people that are designing masks. They don't advertise with the station. And I know better. But they're selling them. So we smelt the opportunity. And we took advantage of it. That bodes so well for where we're going from here. Maybe that SpaceX rocket was foreshadowing a little bit, huh? Maybe despite all that's going on down here on the terra firma, maybe it is our destiny to project upward. I'm feeling it, especially after our response to the shift in jobs. I mean, we got we got anarchists going pro. I imagine the Antichrist would be a professional type, but according to some, they're professional anarchists going from city to city, helping these riots get started. I tell you, if you can go pro inciting chaos, then you must say, this is truly the land of opportunity. Because you talk about versatility. Professional anarchist? Wow. We'll have some fun next hour. Chris Farrell, WBT 655.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Nisick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.